The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Now, our next item examines something that many of you will have used in the past, and for the most part, with good intentions. The prevalence of closed banks is under the spotlight as local authorities are being urged to clean up how they're operated. It comes as there are growing reports of people stealing from those donation bins. So our reporter Josh Crosby has been looking into it, and he's with me now. Josh, good morning.
Good morning, Pat.
So what's the issue here?
Well, look, since I started, I suppose, examining this, there seems to be a whole mixture of issues surrounding these closed banks. Now, look, it has to be said from the outset, Pat, there are, of course, charitable organisations using these as a way to collect clothes, to then, I suppose, look, in turn, sell and fundraise money for their cause. And there are plenty of these sites that are operated in an appropriate way. However, what I have come to discover is that the closed bank space, if you like, is made up of different operators. So you'll have charities, but then there are commercial businesses who will collect the clothes and then sell them on as textiles abroad. And then I've also been told that there are bogus collectors. And look, it's unknown what exactly happens to the donations with them.
Now, I'm sure many people would have assumed that they're all in aid of charity. Now, we'll get to the intricacies of the commercial side in a moment. But first, talk to me about people stealing from the clothes banks.
Yes, so look, I'll tell you, this all came about. I was parked in a supermarket car park myself not so long ago, and I was sitting there in the car, and all of a sudden, I saw a man rock up on his bicycle, and he somehow managed to climb into the clothes bank. And he was in there rummaging around through the clothes, and he had his own bags outside, and he was throwing out clothes out onto the car park, and then he'd come out. It was dark, so he was with a torch, and he was holding up t-shirts, looking at the brand, looking at the condition. And I was saying to myself, what's going on here? Like, at the end of the day, is this someone who is in a vulnerable position? Is it going to someone who needs the clothes? And then I suppose it's fulfilling its purpose that people intended. But I started looking into this and to see if it's more of an issue. And it certainly is. So I was doing a bit of Googling, and there have actually been court cases on this type of theft in the past, with one judge in Dublin describing it as the lowest of the low. But it's got so bad now, people are asking that some of these sites are shut down. So to find out what's actually happening, I met with Fianna Fáil TD Paul McAuliffe in Dublin to hear how bad the problem is and find out what he wants to see happen.
They're causing a huge problem at the moment because they're just not being managed well enough. In many cases, they're not being emptied quickly enough, and I think that's a big challenge. But also, there's a problem now where people seem to be taking advantage of them being here. People seem to be coming kind of opportunistically, is what I'd say, and they're taking stuff out of the pod, either by getting into it or by getting it open or by taking what's been dumped around it and filtering out the good clothes from the bad clothes. Okay. And it appears that, I suppose, a bit of opportunism is going on. We don't know, are they being sold on some of these second-hand clothes apps, or are they being done for rags? But regardless of that, it's the community that has to put up with the problem, because when they come along, they filter through all the stuff and then they leave all the clothes they don't want lying around.
Some people might assume, look, at the end of the day, it's going to someone who is in need, but you believe that there is a money-making element to it?
These pods seem to be much more of a commercial operation. That's the first bit. But also now, the opportunists seem to be commercial too. They're coming along, they're taking clothes that should otherwise be going to clothes pod and their activity, and they're effectively stealing them from the clothes pods, and they seem to be pulling out the good brands and using them. And I suppose, regardless of what they're doing with it, it's not the purpose for which the council has it here for.
Have you heard then as well that they might be trying to sell them on to shops or money for clothes businesses?
I suppose one person confronted somebody who came to me, and they confronted somebody at it, and they said that they were selling them online. And so that was quite alarming, because like, when people are donating clothes here, they don't believe that they're going to be resold elsewhere. Look, as I say, this is about the council managing a site. The council provide this area. They provide the space where the providers can recycle other things. It has to be managed properly, because the problem is then these become places where illegal dumping happens, and community don't want that sort of activity in their area, and so they object to the recycling depot, and then the whole community loses out.
And that's Dublin TD Paul McAuliffe. So, run by the City Council, what's the City Council saying about all of this?
Well, I contacted Dublin City Council and I was told it will be placing CCTV cameras at some locations in the near future. The spokesperson went on to say that the area-based cleansing teams and the Bring Bank maintenance teams inspect the textile banks daily, and any discarded clothes are removed and the surrounding areas are cleaned. But then I asked about these commercial arrangements between the operator of these facilities and the local authority, and this will bring me on to our next clip now in a minute. DCC says the previous commercial arrangement has ceased and it's in the process of agreeing new interim and temporary terms and conditions with the current operator. Pat, I spoke at the start about the different types of clothes banks. Mark Sweeney is the chairperson of Charity Retail Ireland, and Mark estimates that only around 15 to 20% of clothes banks actually out there will be operated by charities, and thousands more are commercial.
So they're generally on civic amenity sites or public areas. In most cases, they pay to use that space. They collect that textile, so on, sort it, and then that textile is probably been gone to further afield to other export markets.
Some communities don't want certain banks in their area due to the lack of maintenance by some of the operators. So I suppose in a way, can this impact attitudes then to all closed banks? And I suppose in effect damage the fundraising efforts of the charities?
I suppose it can. I mean, it's like any service that's provided. If the services have been put in properly, it has a negative impact on everything. And I would assume that a lot of people out there just think that all exile banks are linked to a charity in some way. And of course, that's not the case. It's never been the case.
What's the solution in terms of, I suppose, cleaning up, literally cleaning up the closed bank turned into an industry for some operators? Like, what would you like to see happen?
I'd like to see more enforcement around what's been done, what comes out of textile banks. But the root cause of why there are textile banks overflowing is was too much clothes. That's the big thing, is that, like, you know, a lot of what's being donated is fast fashion. A lot of what's being donated is, you know, lower grade textiles. I think there needs to be more legislation around the operation of those, be it by a charity or a commercial operator. I do feel that the same rules apply. Textile banks are a great service if they're being operated correctly. So yes, I'd like to see the government put more effort into actually the legislation and the policies.
That's the chairperson of Charity Retail Ireland, Mark Sweeney. Do we know what happens to the donated clothes?
Well, there is some uncertainty, a lot of uncertainty around the true extent of this. But Mark Sweeney does recommend, look, if you're donating, try go to your charity shop. And if you're unsure, you can check the list on charityretail.ie. So for the most part, the majority of clothes will end up in landfill or incinerated. And Pat, a recent EPA report from last year shows that in Ireland, there are 164,000 tonnes of textiles, look, including like clothing, footwear and other products, discarded every year. When it comes to the commercial operators, they will collect the clothes here in Ireland, then they'll be exported off to European resellers who will sort through them all, and then eventually they'll be sold in bales out to countries in Africa and Asia. But from those who've investigated this issue, it's often the case, Pat, that these bales are opened and the clothes are unusable, and they'll end up eventually, ultimately, in landfill, waterways or incinerated, but simply just in another country. The EPA report also shows that only 6% of post-consumer textiles are reused within Ireland. To hear about the environmental impact of textile waste, I spoke with Elaine Butler, who's the founder of Living Lightly in Ireland. She's dedicated her time to providing advice and tips on how to live more sustainably. Elaine says there needs to be greater enforcement on the large companies that produce cheap, low-quality clothing.
I think the problems that are happening around clothes banks are a symptom of a system that's just not working. I mean, we're seeing it with lots of goods, like, you know, fly tipping with mattresses. And anytime there's a place where people can deposit goods, it seems to become a problem eventually. And I think largely it's to do with the amount of materials that's been deposited there.
From your own perspective, like, do you think they encourage or do they kind of feed the problem of this throwaway culture, fast fashion?
Well, it's hard really, because we do want to give people the options to be able to dispose of goods. And most people want to dispose of goods responsibly.
So do you think due to the excess, they do play some role? Are there ways that it can be improved, that the operation can be cleaned up?
You know, you can make the system more efficient. It's obviously they're not getting emptied often enough. I think the people who should be charged with finding the solution are the people who are making money out of the system. So I think that people who are these huge clothing brands who are making money hand over fist, then they should be the people who are footing the bill for finding a solution for all of the material that's been generated. At the moment, it's been footed by us as taxpayers, because the government have to pay for the cleanup. And although I know these organisations, the clothes bins, tend to be commercial enterprises, it often ends up going off to another country and sometimes doesn't get sold. Well, frequently doesn't get sold and ends up being burnt. But I don't think that's where all the profit is. I think there are other people in the food chain who are making much more money. And I would love to see a political solution that brings them into the situation. So it's being solved upstream. We tend to push all of these problems downstream onto the citizen, and then we're being blamed for leaving bags outside of clothes bins that are full. And I just like, no, it needs to be sorted out upstream. And the people who can sort it out are the ones who are putting it onto the market in the first place.
Okay, that's Elaine Butler of Living Lightly in Ireland. Now, did you hear from any of the commercial operators, and can we expect any changes in how these facilities might be operated?
Well, I contacted different operators to see would they like to discuss the ongoing issue, come on with us, or even would they provide a statement, but I haven't got any response, Pat. Now, Dublin City Council says it will be publishing tender documents for this service in the coming weeks, and a decision will be made with regard to the future delivery of the service. So there might be more requirements or more collections. Who knows? That's all yet to be seen. But for the people on the ground who are, look, frustrated with the knock-on effects that can come with a lack of maintenance, they want these types of donation bins gone. Right across the length and breadth of the country, Pat, we have Tidy Towns teams trying their best to keep their area clean, and they believe a larger scale recycling depots are the way to go, rather than having these random kind of model bins just dotted around in different spots. I met with Philomena Murphy, who's the chairperson of Finglas Tidy Towns. Philomena says there is constant litter being discarded around these sites.
The bottle banks came along first, and then the clothes banks came along. And what happened was they closed the clothes bank up at the Garda station because people were giving out again about the clothes being dumped. So we got an extra one down here. And what we have ourselves is bad enough. So what we find is we're out litter picking every day of the week. And what we find is we do the litter picking of the village. It's lovely and clean. And the council do their part as well. And it is clean for some part of the day. But when we come to here, we have an absolute unbelievable amount of clothes. And when the wind is there, they're blowing all over the place. And we have a school facing us across the road. We have a library right beside us, a brand new lovely library. Children are coming, adults and all, and to see this. And we feel this is the gateway into the village. And when we go in for our national tidy towns or the city neighbourhoods, people will be coming out to judge. But we don't do this just for judging alone. We do this for our community as well, keep the place tidy.
And this growing problem now of people using these banks as they're not functioning to do so, like breaking in and taking clothes, what are you left with then? What do you come across?
Well, what we see is they are emptied at certain times, but they do be mostly overflowing, okay? So what I notice people do is some people, even if the banks were not overflowing, they don't even bother to take their clothes out of the bags and put them in the way you're supposed to. They just leave the bags on the ground. Loads of them. They come in vans and everything, and they leave them there, and they come in their cars and they drop them. So then opportunists come along, we notice this, slash all the bags, I've seen it myself, look for the good stuff and dump the rest of the stuff and walk over them. And then if we have a wind, they blow all over the place. And as we speak here today, we have some of the stuff around. We find stockings, underwear, clothes, everything. Duvets. We found a pram last week. We find mattresses. It is encouraging domestic waste dumping as well.
What are you and your fellow volunteers calling now on the council and the powers that be to do?
Well, what we did was we approached our TDs and our councillors, and we approached Dublin City Council Public Domain Team, who we work very closely with, and they're quite supportive of us as well in all these things. And we've asked them to look at this and to see about moving these all together.
And that's the chairperson of Finglas Tidy Towns, Philomena Murphy. Some of the comments coming in. One was parked outside my window, a clothes bank. People are using the clothes banks as drug drops. I've seen both the drop and the collection, everything hidden in the clothes. A number of people saying I've seen people putting small children into the pods and then the kids hand out the item to the waiting adult. Clothes banks are the least of my worries. Every week I come out to see trash and rubbish floating down the street as a result of people opening domestic waste bags to find plastic bottles and cans to return for cash, and they just leave the bag open and the rubbish scattered everywhere. It's particularly bad in the city centre. The stealing of clothes from donation banks, I suspect they're the same people who do leaflet drops regularly with stickers saying they are charitable collections, but they do not include any contact details. The number of these that come in weekly or bi-weekly is scandalous. I don't live in Ireland anymore, but people from a vintage shop in town used to be actually at the Orange Bank in the city centre and ask you to go through your bag of clothes, and you did because the clothes bank was always stuffed. The pods near where I live and work were both recently removed. They were used for dumping, disguised as charity, loads of duvets, pillows and items specifically not requested to be dumped in the pods. They're such an eyesore. People leave bags when they're full and outside in the wind and rain. I see the same at the local V2P shop. This is just dumping, pure and simple, says Siobhan in Dublin.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.